your father's house. The Akshav now, Sheinam Beis Abba, Nemonim, right now they're not Nemonim, they're not trustworthy in my Mishpacha, is Helech Es Megillah, take this Megillah right now, for his Abba, and watch out, be careful with it. So Gemara says, Ukeshebosi Boratisi Hadvorim, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, when I told over this Maisa, in front of Rabbi Kiva, Zoguain of the Mois, his eyes started to tear with a lot of tears. The Yomer, and he said, Meyato, Ein Onu Tzrichin Lahaskiru Meganai. Now we don't have to mention any more the base of Tidus Neganai. In other words, when they hid the Pitamak terrorists, they didn't mean it for their own covet. They didn't mean it bad. They meant it good. That they wanted to keep what they were tsunuya. They wanted to keep it between themselves to make sure it doesn't get over to somebody that's not hugging. But now that they saw that their own mishpacha is not hugging, the taka gave it over. So the reason why they didn't get over until now was for good purpose. So therefore we don't have to be masculine and gnai for the bad, but rather we could say good things about them. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, the few dollar on the base. That's where Eliezer ala proiches. Eliezer, he was the moon, he took care of the proiches to know how to make the proiches. Shayimamuna al urge proiches. He took care, he was appointed over the people that used to weave together to make the curtains for the proiches. Pinchas Hamalbish, Pinchas, he was the Mamuna, the one that took care to dress all the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedjit. Shoya Malbish, Big Day Kuna Gedela. He used to be Malbish, used to make the Kohen Gedolim look nice, make sure the Begodim fit them nice. Zemora says, Maisa Bekohen Echad. She Hilbish Li Isartriyas Echad. As one Kohen made an Isatuyas dress up very nicely. Isatuyas to bring down that Sar Mishori Achayolas, one of the generals of the army. So this Kohen dressed them up very nicely. V'nosan loy shmoynes uvim. And this general paid him back 8 zuvim just for the fact that he made him look nice. So some say this goes on Pinchas. In other words, he knew how to make people look nice. That was his mamuna. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. V'yisti Yamrin, some say, train Asre Yoyev Lay. He gave him 12 zuvim. He didn't give him clothing. He just showed him how to wear his clothing the right way. He dressed him up nicely. So with this chokhmah, he paid him 8 or 12 zuvim. Sounds like that was the chokhmah of Pinchas. He knew how to dress up the kind of nicely that their clothing would fit them nicely. Mishnah. Ein poichsin mishiva amakolin. He didn't have less than 7 amakolin in the Beis HaMikdash. Amakolin, we'll soon see, some have the gears of the other way. Ushloishi gizborin. And they didn't have less than 3 gizborin. Now a gizbor, the Kerbnator says, heim shem, momen hegdish tachas yodim. They took care of the money for hegdish. Vein poidin erchin v'charomim v'chol melechas ha-hegdish nasa yodim. Anything to do with money, to be poida, to erchin v'charomim, they took care of the money for hegdish. That was the gizborim. Our maklin, he says, that's l'malim in our gizborim. Those are people that are on top of the gizborim. Vu natrikin omar akulam. That they have the last say. They're omar akulam. That's this armar kolin. So there were 7 armar kolin in the base of Migdash and 3 gizborim. That you can't appoint people like to take care of Iskei Momon, to take care of the money man, is less than 2 people. Because it's not Kovra Tzibur. You have to have at least 2 people, like the Gemara Wadashin, Ven Yipku Esazov. Yechutz mi ben Achiyohu, Shal Chili Hamayin, Vieloza Shal Afroiches. These 2 people, the Achiyohu that took care of the sick Kohanim, and Eloza took care of the Freiches, they were by themselves. Shoysen kiblu roiv hatzibra lehim. Since rova the tzibra accepted them, that's a big mila. If the rova the tzibra accepts you, then even by one, by single, you could also take care. Even though it was a matter of money here also. So Mer says, ein persin migimul gizborim. We have to have at least 3 gizborim in the mikdash. Umizayin amakolin, and 7 people above them amakolin. Yeah. Tony, we learned in the brisa. Tony umishnei katlikin, and you have to have also 2 taklikin. Well, these are people even higher than the amaklin, like the Kerbnator says. Vushurara lamalam in amaklin. That's a higher degree than the amaklin. Now, how do we know these things from the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim? Pasuk says v'yechiel v'azyohu v'nachas gizborn. Pasuk doesn't say Gizborim, we're darshaning. These first three people, they were the Gizborim. The Yasokel, the Yerimois, the Yoz, the Zoved, the Eliel, the Smachiel, Umachas, Ubnayohu, Amakulin. These seven people, they were the Makulin. They were the above the Gizborim. And Tekidim means, who are the last, the Katlikin, those were the higher degree, that's called the Pekitim here. Who were them? There was Miyad Kananyohu Vishim Miyachiv, Keklikin. Keklikin. These two people, they were the Keklikin. They were the higher ones above the Amaklin. The post says, B'mifko Ad Yechizkiyohu HaMelech Ve'azayohu Nogid Ve'isal Akim means HaMelech U'Koyin Godel. The Melech and the Koyin Godel, they were above them. And we'll soon see the Seder how it goes. Really, the king is above the Koyin Godel also. Now, Kishuchaisim, when you used to give out a chsim, when you used to either get the money together and have to have a chsim and have a signing on it, is Hagizbar Chaisim. The first one to sign would be the Gizbar. V'noista liyamarkol. He would give it to the higher one in charge, the Amarkol. And Amarkol Chaisim. Then the Amarkol put his signature on it. V'noista liyataklikun. He would give it over to the higher man in charge of Taklikun. Katlikun Chaisim. Then Taklikun would put his chasimer on this thing, whatever it is. Either some learns that soror, you want a pack full of money, you want to like set aside, or any type of a chesomis, that you want to put something away with their chesomis, with their signatures on it. Then, v'noistel a kohen gadol. The katlikun, we give it over to the higher one, the kohen gadol. Kohen gadol chesim, the kohen gadol put his signature on this thing. V'noistel the melech, and he would put it up to the highest degree, that's the king. Now, he was the highest, that's the seidim. Tishu matir. At the end of the time when they wanted to use it, they used to sign something and put it away to show it was done b'kedusha, it was done right. Now they wanted to untie it, open it up and use it. Now umatir, kshumatir, hamelech roya chosam yamatir. First they showed it to the king, he had to check it out to say, yes, that's my signature, okay, we can open it up now. Kohen gadol roya chosam yamatir. Then they showed it to the kohen gadol and he said, yes, up until now this was my kohen gadol, it's all, this is my signature, it's good, you could use it. Again, Katlikun, Raya, Chaisamai, used to show it to the Katlikun, the next in charge, to make sure he recognized his signature, nothing went wrong in between. Omatir, he also gave the okay. It's okay, my signature's still here. Amarkul, Raya, Chaisamai, Omatir. Then the Amarkul saw his signature, everything was okay. He said, it's okay. Gizbar, Raya, Chaisamai, Omatir. That's where it dealt with, that's the degrees in charge, and each one signed and each one checked out his signature to make sure it's still there. You can't appoint somebody to take care of money for the rabbim unless you have two people together. Rav Nachman Mishem Rebbe Mona. How do we know this? Al Shem from the Posik, V'heim Yikhu Es Azov Yes Atcheles Ves Yagomain. And it says Yikhu Mashloshen Rabbim too. So you have to have at least two people there together when they want to go collect the Zov, collect things for the Tzibur, you need two people together. He says, Miyat Rabim Shnayim. It says, Lashon Yitzchu, Lashon Rabim, at least is two. Omer Rabbi Choma, Bei Rabbi Chanina, Mipsoyla Shaluchois Heshir Moshe. Moshe became rich from the Psoylas of the first Luchas. How do the Sivka, the Pasuk says, Psoyla Cho Shnei Luchas Avonim, means Psoyla Cho, we dashim, Psoyla Cho means the Psoylas of the first Luchas belong to you, Moshe. We dashim, Shateya Psoyla Shalucho. That the Psoilus, like the Oisius, were Parachas the Oisius, so the first Luchais went up to Shemayim. But the Psoilus, the tablet itself, Moshe kept and became rich from that. And he says, the Luchais, so Shampurian heavy, was a very good type of a stone. So it's very expensive, that's how Moshe became rich. Rabbi Chonin says, no. Mechatziv shalavonim toivus omagolios, boruloi akorosh boruchu mitoicha holoi. Omimenu heshi Moshe. Moshe became rich, because Hashem made a nest, that in the middle of Moshe's tent was Mechatzim Shalavonim. That was the place like where they were able to dig out very precious stones. Came out from the tent of Moshe. Mechatzim means Mokim Shechotz Mimenu. That's the place where you could dig out very valuable stones. So this happened that in Moshe's tent, they were able to pick out or dig out very expensive stones. And from that, Moshe became rich. See, the Pasuk says, V'hebitu Achrei Moshe, and the Klal Yisrael looked after Moshe, Ad Boya Hoylo. They kept on staring at Moshe until Moshe went back into his tent. It's Trey Amaroyin. It's Machlokes Amaroyin. What's Pshat in this Pasuk? Chad Amar, one man the Amar says, Lignai. Klal Yisrael was looking bad with a genai, bad look at Moshe. V'chad omel l'shvach. One says no for shvach, they were like praising Moshe. Mandi omel gnai, the mandi omel adash is this posik, that the Klal Yisrael was looking at bad at Moshe. They said like this, Hamoin shakin, they looked at his feet like, his thighs. Hamoin karyin, looked at his feet. Hamoin kupid, ochel mind yudoi. V'shosim mind yudoi. But they saw like how big Moshe was, and they said, all he's eating from is from our money, and he's drinking from our money. His kol midlayu min diyudoi. Everything Moshe takes is only from us. Like it looks like Gennady spoke bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. But he says, chamoin shakim means, ro hashukim, a ro hakroyim, ro besoroi, v'chol zem imashu reichu v'sheisem min Yehudim, v'chol rechushem min Yehudim. They spoke bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything he's taken is only from us. The one that says no, this pasuk means the shvach. They said mechamei tzadikei. Let's look at the tzadik here. Or mezakei tuvia, and we'll get a lot from it. Tischus lemech meyasei, because it's a big schus to see a tzadik. He always says ashrei azoich liros at a tzadik. It's a good thing to see a tzadik. So they said good things about Moshe. Right, Mishnah says dalid choisomois hoyibamigdish. There were like four different cards. That the Mamuna, the one that took care of receiving the money. In other words, when the people came into the Beis HaMikdash and they wanted to buy a korban and they wanted to buy the Nesachim, they wanted to buy the oil and the yayin, so they used to pay one Mamuna, and he would give them a chesim, he would give them a receipt, like, and then he would take the receipt to somebody else, we'll soon see in the Mishnah, to receive the actual wine or the yayin. So there were four different receipts given out. And each seat, one said like this, Egel, Zohar, Kedi, Choyte. These were the four different receipts that were given out. Now an Egel, that was a simin for the Nichse Boker. Somebody bought like an ox, and they had to bring the Nesachim, which was Shloisha Esroinim Selis, used to bring three Esroinim of flour, and Chatzi Ahin Shemin, and Chatzi Ahin Yayin. That was his Nesachim used to bring if he brought a Boker for Behema, for a Korban. That's called Egel. Then Zohar, that's a similar Nichse Ayel, Shehem Shnei Esreinim Selis, which is two Esreinim of flour, and Shlisha Sahin, Shemin, or Shlisha Sahin Yain, only a third of a hin wine, and a third of a hin oil. Now this was for an Ayel is a ram, like an older, that's an older lamb. A lamb 2 years old is called an Ayel. Gedi, the next pass was called the Gedi. That's a simin for the Nichse Keves V'yez. All different type of goats had this. And there were then a Keves, that's the younger lamb. And there was a Kifsa, who had then a female lamb. And that was Isar and Selis, one Isar and a flower. And it was a Revias, a hin of Shemin, and a Revias, a hin of Yain. Only a quarter of a hin of wine and oil. That was the Nesachim, if you brought these type of Kabbalists. Then Choyte. The fourth one was a Choyte. That was for a simin of a Mitzera Osher. That after he gets healed up, he has to bring three korbanos he brings. So that was called the chayta. Ben Azai Yemeh, Ben Azai says, Chamish Hoye. No, there were five passes there, five chasomis, not only four. For Yaromas Kosav Aleyim. And it wasn't written in Lashon HaKodesh, it was rather written in Aramic, because that was the Lashon they used to speak then. So one was Egel, like we had before. One is then Dochar. In other words, instead of saying the word Zohar, it was Dochar, that's in Aramic. Kedi. Now, the last two was Choyte Dal v'Choyte Rosher. A special one if you're a Mitzvah, a poor person, you bring one type of the Korban. And there's another Korban for Choyte Osher, a Mitzvah that was an Osher, he brings three Korbanos. Now, the Mishnah explains, Egel is Mishamish im Nichse Boker. When you have the pass of an Egel, that means you want to bring a Korban, a Boker. Those are bigger animals. Gedolim u'Ketanim, whether it's a small calf or whether a big animal, a big ox or a cow. Zechorim u'Nekevis. Whether it's Chorim and Akevis, they have all the same type of Nesachim. So that was the pass to get these types of Nesachim, like we had before. It's three Esreinim Seilis, and a Chatzi Yehin of Shemin and of Yain. Now, Gedi Mishamish in Nischei Tzoyin, Gedeilum Uketanim, Zechorim and Akevis. Chutz Mishal Elim. The Gedi, that applied to young lamb, a male lamb, or else a female lamb, whether it's young or old, or else all type of goats. They all had the same type of nesachim, which was one isar and selis, and a quarter of a hin for shemen and for yayin.
Yechutz Mishel Elim, only rams, that's an older male lamb, that had its own halacha. That Zohar, the next one was Zohar, that was Mishamish im Nisre Elim Avad. That only applies if you brought an ayil. An ayil is a ram, a male lamb, where it's over 13 months old. That had its own Nisachim, which was two Esroinim Selis, and a third of a hin of Yain and of Shemin. And then the Mishnah says, Choyte was Mishamish im Nisre Shalosh Behemos Shel Mitzaroyim. A rich Mitzaroyim had to bring three Kabonis when it became Tahor. Now the Mitzaroyim Osher, he needed for his three Kabonis, he needed 10. He needed 10 Lugim Shemin. Why? 9 of them he needed for the three Kvosim. The Echel he needed Lamate and Tanuch Ubahinis. One he needed to put on this Tanuch on the end of his ears and Tanuch Eisen Ubahinis. The Korale Chayta, why was it called a Chayta for Mitzaroyim? Mishum the Al Sheva Averis Negoyim Boyin. Because the reason why he became a Mitzaroyim, because he did one of these Averis, that for 7 different Averis, that's why he became a Mitzaroyim. So the Kitzah Chayta means a Mitzaroyim Oshir. When he brings his three animals, he has to bring, we're saying now, 10 Lugin Shemin. So he had a special type of a Nesochim. That's why we had a special pass for a Mitzaroyim. That's called a Chayta. And Benazah, he says, no, you have to have two different passes. One for a Chayta Dal, and one for a Chayta Roshir. The Mishnah says, Vaita, Mishu Mavakish Nesochim. Somebody came into the Beis Hamikdash, and he wanted to buy Nesochim there. Is Hoylech Loy Eitzel Yochanan. He used to first go to Yochanan. Shu Memuna Ala Chesomis. He was appointed to take care to give out these passes. Now, Noisin Loy Moyes, Umakabim Menu Chesim. They would give Yochanan money, and then he would give him the Chesim. Then after they received this pass, Bolo Eitzel Achyo, Shu Memuna Al Hanasochim, they went to the second Memuna Achyo, Venoisin Loy Chesim, they would give him the pass, Umakabim Menu Nasochim. And Achy would give them the actual Yayin Shemin, he would give it to them. Give now Achyo Yechosim your pass you have, Umakabu Menu Sochim, and you would receive the Nesochim what you deserve. L'erev every single evening, Boyin Zei Tzozeh. Heith Yochanan and Achyo got together, the Achyo, Moitias the Chesomus, Achyo would take out the Chesomus, the passes that he got, Umakabu connect the Moyas, to make sure it's Shtim, he got back the money, connected the passes. That'll make sure everything went alright. That all the flour that was given out, they have to make sure they were paid for it. In let's say he came out, they don't have enough money, or somehow he made a mistake, Yochanan. He didn't receive enough money from the people, so then Yochanan himself had to pay money to the Hegdish. He had to give money, his own money. What about they had too much money? If somebody paid too much money, is Osiru the Hegdish. We don't say maybe Yochanan paid for it, but we say rather the money is for sure belongs to Hegdish, and the extra money goes to Hegdish. Shayad Hegdish al Yoina. Hegdish always gains on the deal. What about Mishavat Chesomai? Somebody went to the Beis Hamikdash and he bought the pass from Yochanan. He gave Yochanan the money, and then before he went to Achyu to receive receive the flour, he lost the pass. And he comes to complaining now, saying, "I lost my pass." So we tell him, "Mamtin lo yad erev, wait till tonight." And tonight, when we take inventory, we see exactly there's all the money shtim with the flour we sold. And we see we have some extra money, so then we know it's your money, Taka. It's Taka true that you gave money for it. So then we'll give you tomorrow the Nesachim you need for your carbon. V'yim lav, let's say that night everything stimmed perfectly. That's the exact amount of flour they gave out. They got enough money, and there's no extra money. Is loy hayu noistin loy? We didn't give this person the Nesachim. We said, Mestama, something happened. You're a liar, or something happened, but we're not going to give it to you because everything stimmed without your achaisim. V'shem hayoyim kosev alayim. And on the past, they used to put the date on it. Mevnei haramoyim. The people shouldn't come to Jip Hegdish. Like they'll find somebody else's past, and they'll use it. He says him for shem hayoyim kosev, ala choysim yoyim pleni b'shabbos. The day of the week it was. Mevnei haramoyim. Shem ha-motza choysim shenofa mechaveroi. Maybe one person, like a rabba, would find somebody else's past, and they'll go to use it. He'll use it the wrong day. So mainly we wanted to make sure to know what day it is, so therefore we put the date on it. So you can't use it tomorrow, the next day. It's too late. If you don't use it that day, and Mestami, you don't lose it and find it the same day. Yeah. Right. Zot the Gemara. Uke ben Azai, fret the Gemara. Choyte. Hey, choyte da loma. Kote ben Azai, what do you have to have? Like a Mitzvah has to have two different kabonis, two different passes for a dal and a nosher.
So the kasha he learns here is klayma. Madu etzara chaysim yuchid. Halo yochel akabel ha'yisorin on the chosse b'chaysim shal gedi. Heisanoni has the exact same korban like a gedi. So why do you have to have a special kabbalah, a special chaysim? For a chayta adal, let him just give him the same one that a gedi has. And the gemara ha'yim may be lugi imoi. Because it's nafkemina. A mitzara adal, he has to have an extra lug shemen. Because he has to have lebohenis. There's a special mitzvah by the mitzvah dal. They have to put it on the bohenis yad, the bohenis regal. So for that, he has to have an extra lug. So therefore, since he has to have more than a lug of a gedi, we made a special pass for a mitzvah dal to know this is how much shemen you have to buy. Over there, the kashri is bram k'rabbonin. What do you do according to rabbonin? They say there's no special pass for a dal for a poor mitzvah. What do we do with him? Maybe gedi. We only give him the same pass as a gedi. He's missing an extra lug. The pshat is, he asked the note to bring a lug from Ibeisai. He brings it from his own house. That was the minig. But says the poor Mitzurim used to bring an extra lug with them. So the actual lugim that they need is the actual shemen, is the same type of a shemen you do for a gedi. So therefore, a poor Mitzura received a pass for a gedi. We didn't have to make a special pass for a Mitzura dal. The Mora Nischei Rochel Mai. The Mishnah doesn't talk about a Rochel. How much do we give? How much desachim do we need for a Rochel? Now, a Rochel, that's a 2-year-old sheep, a Rochel. It's a female. A female really lamb. A 2-year-old female ram is called a Rochel. So what do we do with a Rochel? Is my what's the Rochel? That's meaning we learned. Gedi mishamesh nichsei tzoyin. When you buy a Gedi, you have the same halachas from the Sochem at tzoyin gedolim uketanim. Sochem and a kevis. You see, all tzoyin, all type of lambs have the same halacha. Whether it's a zocher and a keva, whether it's old or young, has the same halacha. So maybe a rochel has the same halacha as a kisva. Or a gedi, whereas a gedi went to all type of lambs. That all type of lambs have the exact type of nesachim. Whether it's old or young, male or female, has the same halachas. So maybe a rochel has the same halacha like the gedi. Hod amri nischei rochel k'nischei gedi. So it says gedi here, it means all the lambs. That goes b'chlal gedi. The yachsiv, the pasuk says like this, Kocha yase l'shorashin is posik. Says kocha yase l'shor ha'echad or la'yel ha'echad or l'se b'kvosim ha'bisim. That's what the posik says. This is the way you do for a shor, for an ayel, that's for a ram, for a seil kvosim ha'bisim. Whether it's lamb or whether it's goats. Now l'shor ha'echad for one shor loma nemer. What does the posik have to say l'shor ha'echad? Mashma all shor, all type of oxes, any big animals have the exact same type of halachas. Maga to tell us. There's no difference if you're bringing an eagle, a small calf, whether you're bringing a big ox or a big cow for the korban. Then the nesachim is the same thing. Of course, really, shayi b'din, really in svar, I would say not like that. Bein hatzoyin toyin nesachim, bein haboker toyin nesachim. The same way sheep needs nesachim, you have to bring flour and oil. The same way by a boker, by cattle, you have to bring nesachim. In matzano shechilut bein nisay keves, the nisay ayil, I see that the difference between a keves and an ayil. There is a difference between a male, there's a chilek between a ram and a kevis. Between a lamb and a ram, there is a difference. Is ben nichsei kevis nichsei ayil. Of a zoi, I would think the same thing is a difference between a bokar by animals also. But that there is a difference between nichsei kevis as a ben shana, the nichsei ayil, ben shana sayim, that's the difference we have. It's between that's a lamb. A male lamb, 1-year-old, is called a kevis. When he's 2 years old already, he's called an ayil. That's the rachlukim. That's the difference in the nesachim. So I would think who would then buy a bokor between a cow and a calf should be the same thing also. Lakach, nechlek, ben nichse egel, nichse shor. I would think there should be the same difference between a nichse